When was the last time you sat down and listened, really listened, to people that matter in your life? National Public Radio's StoryCorps has been encouraging people to interview family, friends, and loved ones and record their stories. Friday, November 25th, is the National Day of Listening, and this year we're asking people to take a moment and thank someone who's not part of your family but still had a major impact on your life, your teachers. Dave Isay is the founder of NPR's StoryCorps.
We started the National Day of Listening 4 years ago as a kind of StoryCorps offshoot where we asked the country to take an hour on the day after Thanksgiving to interview a loved one using equipment you have around the house, kind of StoryCorps do-it-yourself, as the least expensive but most meaningful gift we can give one another during the holiday season, you know, to take an hour out on Black Friday and just, you know, look a loved one in the eye and listen to them and have this interview experience. This year we're focusing on teachers. Track down a teacher and honor them by interviewing them, but we also, for those people who can't track down their teacher or who their beloved teacher isn't alive anymore or for whatever reasons they can't do an interview, we also suggest that people take even just 1 minute and write a dedication post on Facebook thanking your teacher. You can tag it at StoryCorps or just do a tweet saying thank you to a beloved teacher with the hashtag thank a teacher. We want to use this week and especially Friday, the National Day of Listening, to really kind of rain thanks down on teachers who've been feeling kind of under attack over the last year or two.
You don't have to be a professional broadcaster or have a recording studio to participate in National Day of Listening. All it takes is a recorder, perhaps a smartphone or Skype, and a few simple tips.
We have a website, nationaldayoflistening.org, that has instructions on how to do these sorts of interviews. If you sit and do an interview in a quiet room, you want to turn all the television sets off, everything off. You want to be in a room that's not too echoey. And you hold the microphone just about one spread out hand's length from the person who you're interviewing. You're going to get really remarkable quality audio no matter what equipment you use. Often better than tried and true NPR reporters of 25 years. You can do better than them even with those simple rules.
The National Day of Listening can be thought of as one special day of the year when everyone can become a part of StoryCorps. The personal stories and special interviews documented through the StoryCorps project provide a personal glimpse into the everyday lives of people.
StoryCorps started 8 years ago, and we're about 40,000 interviews with 80,000 people into the project. And it started as kind of a crazy idea. We opened up in Grand Central Terminal with this booth where families can come to honor a loved one by listening to their story. You know, I had been doing radio documentaries for public radio for many years before, and, you know, doing those documentaries definitely helped me to understand the power of having family members interview each other. At a Thanksgiving one year when I was 13 years old, I interviewed my grandparents on an old cassette recorder we had around the house. My grandparents, who were these crazy characters, I had a grandmother with these three sisters. Each one was nuttier than the next. My Aunt Bertie, who insisted she invented fruit salad and just whacked out wonderful people. And I interviewed them. And when I was 15, 16, that whole generation died off. And when I was in my 20s, I went looking for that tape and couldn't find it. And still, 25 years later, when I go to my parents' house, I'll look for that tape. And what I would do to be able to just hear the voice of these people who were my family and hear what they had to say. So part of what I wanted to do with StoryCorps, every StoryCorps interview goes to the Library of Congress, so it'll be safe for 100, 200, 500 years. But even just with the National Day of Listening, people can take very simple steps to preserve the recordings they make, to make sure that they last, to make sure that they're not lost. We do a lot of work in StoryCorps to reach people who may not feel like their stories matter. We all believe, I think everybody in public broadcasting, recognizing that every story matters, that every story is equally valuable. And to let people know that their story is important enough to go to the Library of Congress and become a piece of American history is very meaningful to people. So we're thrilled with our partnership with that wonderful institution.
Mainstream media might be about hard news and sensational headlines, but it is the daily lives of people that fill the pages of great literature. Audio recordings of families, friends, and the teachers that influenced your life may become your most treasured artifacts.
In many ways, StoryCorps is a project about listening, and it's about getting the country, we hope, to recognize that while, you know, people might be interested in Justin Bieber and Ashton Kutcher and all the stuff that we've been hearing about over the last week, that the stories of the people around us, of our neighbors, our grandparents, our teachers, that they are at least as important and as interesting as these other stories, and to take the time to listen to them and celebrate those stories. You hear what these stories are on Friday morning on Morning Edition. These are the real American stories. It's the stories of, you know, the angels in our lives, the people in our lives, like a teacher who said something to us that made us realize we weren't an idiot, you know, when we were a kid, and celebrating those stories and the stories of kindness and decency and generosity that we find all around us. I think that those are the important stories, and I think they're a lot more interesting than the Justin Bieber and Ashton Kutcher stories.
Everyone has memories of their school years. Even if you cannot contact a teacher from your past, you can celebrate them through the National Day of Listening. Dave Isay shares his own special teacher memories.
I wrote a note to her, an email to her last Thursday, a week ago, and thanked her. She was an 11th grade teacher of mine. And as I said, I mean, I think as I've started to talk about this National Day of Listening on the radio over the last 2 days and had many, 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 many call-ins on this, everyone remembers a teacher who, when they were feeling not so great, did something kind or recognized something in them that other people didn't recognize. And this is a teacher from 11th grade, Mrs. Moustakis, when I moved to a new school, who on the first day just said something very kind to me. And I'll never forget that. And she also turned me on to James Baldwin in the months afterwards, which was pretty good as well. She's important to me. I also have to say, I was just thinking about a guy named Gary Covino, who taught me how to do radio 25 years ago. I'm very grateful for that because it changed my life. And I hope people will, again, take the time over the next couple of days to go on Twitter, go on Facebook, or just give a call to a beloved teacher because it really, really makes a difference. And also let all your friends know we're trying to start a little public broadcasting movement here to say thank you to those who touched our lives by teaching us.
The National Day of Listening is Friday, November 25th. Take a moment to thank your favorite teacher through a recorded interview, note, or post it Facebook or Twitter. You will find a wall of listening at nationaldayoflistening.org where you can document your involvement. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org. And if you do participate, please leave a comment on our blog to let us know. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.